August 31, 1926, just as our Lord issued the creation, so did he issue all the goods contained in the kingdom of his will for the good of creatures. The human will paralyzes the life of the divine will and the soul. I was doing my acts, my little rounds in the holy divine will according to my usual way. I myself see how I can do nothing but go around in it, in my dear inheritance, given to me by my sweet Jesus, in which there is so much to do and to learn, that neither my short life in the exile nor the whole of eternity will be enough for me to fulfill all my offices in this most extensive inheritance, whose boundaries cannot be seen, neither where it begins nor where it ends. And the more one goes around in it, the more new things one learns. However, many things can be seen but cannot be comprehended, and one wants sweet Jesus, that he may give his explanations. Otherwise one admires them, but cannot describe them. So, surprising me while I was doing my acts in his adorable will, my always lovable Jesus told me, "My daughter, look at how many things we issued in creation with our fiat for the good of man's nature, everything that our will had established to issue, nothing was missing for its fulfillment. Now, just as everything that we were to release in creation was established, and nothing was absent from our roll call, so was everything that we were to issue for the good of souls also established. And in fact, we did issue it, and it was so great as to surpass by thousands and thousands of times all the goods that can be seen in the creation. But both those which were to serve the good of man's nature and those which were to serve the good of his soul, everything remained deposited in our will, because we do not entrust our things to anyone, knowing that our will alone would preserve them for us, whole and beautiful, just as we delivered them from our divine womb. More so, since it alone has the preserving and multiplying power which, while it gives, loses nothing and keeps all things in the place wanted by us. Now, how many things there are in my will which I must give to creatures, but they have to come into its kingdom in order to receive them. Just as the human nature could never partake in the goods of creation if it did not want to live under the heavens and have a place on earth, where the things created by me surround it like a crown. In the same way, if the soul does not come to live under the heaven of my will, in the midst of the goods which our paternal goodness issued in order to make her happy, to embellish her, to enrich her, she will never be able to partake in these goods. They will be as though foreign and unknown for her. More so, since each soul would be a distinct heaven, which our Supreme would delight in adorning with a sun more radiant and with stars brighter than those which can be seen in creation, one more beautiful than the other. See the great difference, for the human nature there's one sun for everyone, while for souls there is a sun for each of them, there is an individual heaven, there is an ever-springing fount, there is a fire that is never extinguished, there is a divine air to be breathed, there is a celestial food that makes the soul grow in an admirable way in the likeness of the one who created her. Oh, how many things my will keeps prepared and has established to give to one who wants to live in its kingdom, under its liberal and sweet regime. It does not want to entrust its goods outside of its kingdom, because it knows that if they get out of its boundaries they will neither be appreciated nor understood. More so, since it alone knows how to preserve and keep its goods alive, and only one who lives in it is capable of comprehending its celestial language, of receiving its gifts, of looking at its beauties, and of forming one single life with my will. On the other hand, one who does not want to live in its kingdom is incapable of comprehending its goods. Her tongue will not be able to speak nor adapt itself to the language of my kingdom. Nor will she be able to look at its beauties. On the contrary, she will remain blind because of the intense light that reigns in it. See then, for how long have all the goods that we must give to the children of our Supreme Fiat been issued from our paternal womb? Everything has been prepared since the time of creation. Nor will we withdraw because of the delay, we will keep waiting. No sooner than the creature places her wills the footstool of ours to let it dominate, will we open the doors for her, to let her enter, because it was the human will that closed the doors to ours and opened the doors to miseries, to weaknesses, to passions. It was not her memory or her intelligence that placed themselves against their Creator, even though they concurred, but it was the human will that had its first act and broke all the bonds, all the relations with a will so holy. More so, since all good and all evil is enclosed in it, the regime, the dominion is its own. And so once the will has failed in good, everything fails, loses order, decays from its origin, becomes ugly. And since it was the human will that placed itself against mine, causing all goods to fail man, this is why I want his will, and in exchange I want to give him mine, to give back to him all the goods that had failed him. Therefore, my daughter, be attentive, never give life to your will if you want mine to reign in you. After this he kept silent, remaining all afflicted because of the great evil produced in creatures by the human will, to the point of disfiguring his beautiful image, infused in them in creating them. And, sighing, he added, my daughter, the human will paralyzes the life of my will in the soul, because without my will the divine life does not circulate in the soul, which, more than pure blood, preserves her motion, her vigor, the perfect use of all mental faculties, in such a way as to make her grow healthy and holy, so that we may recognize our likeness in her. How many souls paralyzed without my will? What a pitiful scene, to see the human generations almost all paralyzed in the soul, and therefore irrational, blind for seeing good, deaf for listening to the truth, mute for teaching it, inert for holy works, immobile in walking on the path of heaven, because the human will, preventing the circulation of my will, forms the general paralysis in the souls of creatures. It happens as to the body, the majority of illnesses, especially then, those of paralysis, are caused by lack of blood circulation. If the blood circulates well, man is robust and strong, he feels no disquiet. But if some irregularity begins in the blood circulation, indispositions, weaknesses and consumption begin. And if the circulation becomes quite irregular, he remains paralyzed, because that blood which does not circulate and does not flow rapidly in his veins forms the grave evils of the human nature. What would creatures not do if they knew that there is a remedy for the regularity of blood circulation? They would go who knows where to have it, so as to incur no malady. And yet, there is the great remedy of my will to avoid any evil of the soul, so as not to become paralyzed in good, but to grow strong and robust in sanctity, and who takes it? And still, it is a remedy given out for free, nor do they have to wander round in order to get it. Rather, it is always ready to give itself and constitute itself as the regular life of the creature. What sorrow, my daughter! What sorrow! Having said this, he disappeared.